Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
It is the debut of WFAN's Morning Line. I'm back. I know. It was such a long hiatus, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's John Jastrzemski getting you ready for week one from a sharp standpoint. Right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. And WFAN's Morning Line, it's powered by Bet America, America's sportsbook. And I love the element. I love the idea of being able to do this show. And why do I love the idea of being able to do this show? Because this will bring together for the next half hour two of my great passions in life. Number one, the NFL, which for years has been a tradition like any other. Getting up on a football Sunday, getting ready for wall-to-wall action, sitting on your couch for 11 straight hours, nothing like it. And then you throw in the wagering element of this. All of the spreads, all of the games, and for me, it's a total thrill. This is an absolute thrill. I grew up listening to the station delivering newspapers when I was like 11, 12 years old. Football Sunday, getting my routine started. So for me to be a part of some of your routines as you're driving out to MetLife Stadium, if you're running errands, you're going to the barber, you're getting a little breakfast before you lock in, it's going to be a ton of fun. All right, let's get right to it. As we go through every game of note, we will have some handicappers joining us. We will have your calls, of course. And then, of course, we will close the show with some picks. Let's hit these games in week one. And week one, for me, is always one of the trickier weeks to figure out across the board. Week one and week 17. Week one, because you really don't know what to expect from a lot of different teams. Who's going to be better than expected? Who's going to be worse than expected? How do you evaluate what you saw in the preseason? Very tough to do. We saw that Thursday night with the Packers and the Bears when a whole lot of guys who didn't play in the preseason were rusty going into the year. So that's always a tricky element. Week 17, which of course we will get to, is trickier from a far different standpoint. But when you look locally, Jets and the Bills to kick it off. This line opened at 3. It is now down to 2.5. Basically split action, meaning 56% of the bets are coming in on the New York Jets. And the Jets, historically speaking, very good in week one. What would scare me here from a Jets standpoint, the idea that Buffalo has so much continuity, Sean McDermott being in his third year, that defense, they've been building with that defense, talented, especially in that secondary. And for the Jets, it's a first look at what they're going to be like as a team with Adam Gase. Greg Williams trying to figure out how he's going to orchestrate this defense with not a whole lot at the cornerback spot. Jets a 2.5-point favorite at home at MetLife Stadium. You have the Giants and the Cowboys, which is always a tricky game. And for years was always a great bet from a Giants standpoint. The Giants down in Dallas, I want to say the first 5 or 6 years of Eli Manning's career, felt like they won down there every single year. So what ends up happening is folks who, you know, look at the card and they're looking at the spreads for a particular week, they say, wow, Giants getting points. Dallas, great bet. Except for the fact the last couple of years, Giants haven't been a good bet down in Dallas. And they've gotten shellacked, I want to say, the last 2 years. Last year, Eli Manning running for his life. So obviously, the Giants need to protect Eli Manning with the offensive line. And we'll see what this very inexperienced defense is going to do against Dak, Amari Cooper, and the return of Ezekiel Elliott. All right, the rest of week one. Baltimore has been juiced to a 7-point favorite against Miami. Not the least bit surprised. The Miami Dolphins tanking. Baltimore now a 7-point favorite as Ryan Fitzpatrick makes his Dolphin debut. You have the Titans, who are a 5.5-point dog against the Cleveland Browns getting all sorts of love in the preseason with Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. And you're seeing 69% of the money coming in on the Brownies. Line has basically moved a half point. Atlanta, a very disappointing team from a year ago. They are a 3.5-point dog as they head into Minnesota to take on Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. And know this, Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, one of those teams that I have circled this year with something to prove with the way their season fizzled out. And they're a team that needs to show you answers on that offensive line. And Cousins got to show you he can go out and win a big game. This might be my favorite game in the 1 o'clock window as Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, they're a 3.5-point favorite. Ton of juice coming in on the Chiefs. It feels like everybody and their mother is picking the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, and everybody and their mother is betting the Chiefs in week one. Kansas City, a 3.5-point favorite against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars, one of my sleeper teams this year. Competent quarterback play with Nick Foles, and I think you'll have a revitalized defense. Now, this is a game I'd be careful of, folks. The Rams and the Panthers. This line opened at 3. With the Rams being favored by 3, it is now down to 1.5, even though 72% of the bets are coming in on the Rams. Be careful there. That's all I'm going to say. Washington, they're a 10-point dog against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles and Carson Wentz, whole lot to prove there. You have the Bengals. The Bengals, a 9.5-point dog against the Seattle Seahawks. And Seattle, one of those teams that is money those first couple weeks of the year, especially at home. Indianapolis, even though Andrew Luck is maybe sipping a mojito somewhere. The Colts, a 6.5-point dog against the Chargers. This line has actually moved towards Indy, even though the money's coming in on the Chargers. Interesting stuff there. Detroit, they have been juiced up to a 3-point favorite. At Arizona, the debut of Kingsbury. The debut of Kyler Murray. The Giants and the Cowboys, of course, you know about. And then the final game of the 4 o'clock window. The Niners, who a 1-point dog against Bruce Arians, Jameis Winston, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I expect the Buccaneers to be much better on offense. And I guess the question with the Niners, what kind of shape is Garoppolo going to be in Sunday night? 5.5-point New England favored over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers, historically speaking, at home or on the road, I should say, in New England, a nightmare. A total nightmare. As the Patriots will raise yet another championship banner. And then the Monday night double dip. Houston with Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills, a 7-point dog against the New Orleans Saints. And New Orleans has been brutal these first couple weeks of the year. Brutal. So be careful. Remember, Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Buccaneers beat them outright in week one. And then you have Monday night. All the hoopla and the distraction with the Oakland Raiders. And they're a 2.5-point home dog with Denver coming to town. And Denver, remember, got waxed Christmas Eve week 16. That's a team with something to prove. So we'll get to your calls. 877-337-6666. This is the Morning Line. Powered by Bet America, America's Sportsbook. So I said, let's have one of our Bet America guys kick off the show and get you ready for week one. Scott Shapiro, you can find him on Twitter. Scott, SHAP34. Scotty, how are you, good sir? What's happening?
I'm doing great, JJ. It's Christmas morning. Few things better in life than a full slate of NFL football, and we get the first of 17 in just a few hours, my friend.
You ain't kidding, and there's a whole lot to get to here. Let's start locally. Jets and the Bills at 1 o'clock. This line opened at 3. It is now down to 2.5. What is your early read? What is your early feel with the Jets and the Bills?
Yeah, I feel like they got this line pretty right. 2.5, 3 points right around there. I think these teams were coming relatively equal. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Jets move forward in Sam Darnold's first year. Like I heard you mention, you're a little concerned about the continuity that the Bills may have over the Jets. I agree with that. I think the defenses are at an advantage here, especially with time to prepare. Greg Williams, the new defensive coordinator, plenty of time to prepare for the unique skill set of Josh Allen. Sean McDermott, one of the best defensive minds in the game. I would not lean towards playing either side of this game. I think the Jets probably have the better chance of winning, but I do think the total of 41 is a little bit intriguing. I know both games went over the total last year, but those games were late in the season when these teams had little to play for. So I lean Jets, but I prefer playing under the total in this one.
Well, how about the fact that we had such a sloppy game between the Packers and the Bears? Do you think you can capitalize on the under market with a lot of these teams maybe being sluggish out of the gate?
Yeah, that's definitely something to look towards, and certainly teams that did not play their starters, and particularly their quarterback and their starting offensive lineman. We saw the Bears really struggle to block. We saw Mitchell Trubisky look extremely rusty, and one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen, Aaron Rodgers, also looked very rusty. So in certain situations, I would say that's something to look towards. I wouldn't lean on in every game, but it's a good point you make.
Okay, the Giants for years were always a great bet down in Dallas the first couple of years of Eli Manning's tenure. You look at the last couple of years. The Giants go down to Dallas. They don't play well. They can't block them. Eli's running for his life. We know Elliott back. How much is he going to play remains to be seen. Your thoughts on the Giants as a 7-point dog as they get ready for the Cowboys in week one?
Yeah, like you mentioned, the Giants really struggled to block the Cowboys last year in Week 2 when they lost 20-13, I believe. But that score was a little bit ugly, a little bit dressed up. It was really 20-3 at one point. Eli was sacked 6 times. Giants lost a lot of big power, big names, but they bolstered that offensive line, and I think they're going to be able to do a better job against the Dallas defense. And the other thing to note is Byron Jones, the Cowboys' best cornerback, is not likely to start in this game and may play a very limited amount. So that should help the Giants. I was definitely concerned about Shepard and crew getting open against the great Cowboy defense. I can't lay that many points in a divisional game to start the year. I would take the points with the Giants, but they're going to have to block and they're going to have to find a way to get Saquon Barkley in the open field if they want to move the ball.
Okay, Scotty, what is the fishiest line on the board that you see here in Week 1?
Well, I'm not sure how fishy. You mentioned the Chiefs-Jaguars game, and I think I'm on board with you in this one. I'm high on the Jaguars in general, and this game seems to be good to be true. Most people, as you mentioned, on the Chiefs laying 3.5, but I think the Jaguars are going to come to play in this one. They added Josh Allen from the University of Kentucky, the 7th pick overall in the draft. Their defense should be back to their dominant fashion after regressing last year. With Nick Foles back, Nick Foles in the huddle instead of Blake Bortles, Leonard Fournette back to being healthy, I'd be very leery. And you also mentioned the Rams-Panthers, JJ. That's another game to be careful with. It looks a little too good to be true. I expect the Panthers at home to come out and play well. The Rams' defense may be better this year, but I'm not so sure if Jared Goff will be able to put up the same numbers as he did, especially on the road early in the season.
All right, Scotty, time for your best bets for Week 1. What are we looking at?
My best bet for Week 1, my number one play of the week is the Colts getting 6.5 at Los Angeles against the Chargers. The Chargers' offensive line is a mess. Russell Okung out. The Colts getting disrespected, in my opinion, JJ. I know Andrew Luck, one of the best players in the game, but this is a complete roster. Jacoby Brissett was not impressive at all 2 years ago when he came in, but this is a much different team. They have one of the best offensive lines in the league. He's got a lot more weapons to go to. And the Chargers really have no home field advantage. If you remember last year, a lot of teams, away teams, came in and took over that stadium. So I think the Colts stay in this game. Getting 6.5, I feel like, is very generous. And then I'm on the Jaguars getting 3.5, as we just talked about. I think they'll be fired up to play the Chiefs. They got Jalen Ramsey specifically got toasted by Tyreek Hill last year. I think the Jaguars have an outside shot to win this game, and if not, they're going to lose by a couple points.
Scotty, enjoyed it. And what can we find over at BetAmerica? What's the promo of the week?
Yeah, we've got the risk-free bet up to $1,000 at BetAmerica right now for all new customers. Just sign it. You have to sign up for a new account. Make sure you opt in. That first bet, if you lose it, you get your money back. So a great deal to get started. Hopefully we can get a lot of you on to BetAmerica. Great site, real good lines, and really looking forward to the season ahead.
All right, Scotty, we'll chat next week. Take care.
Thanks, JJ. Enjoy the day.
Good stuff. We'll come back. Your wagering calls for Week 1 across the board. We welcome in the Spread Investor momentarily. It is the Morning Line, powered by MetAmerica, right here on the Fan.
Hey, Jersey. Football is back. And BetAmerica is offering you a risk-free bet up to $1,000 to bet on your team or against your rivals. Bet on the money line or the spread. Bet on totals or the futures. And get up to $1,000 back if your first bet loses. Bet now at BetAmerica, America's sportsbook.
21 plus only. Up to $1,000 given in bonus funds. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
All right, folks, we're back. It's WFAN's Morning Line. It's powered by BetAmerica, America's Sportsbook. Getting you ready for week one. We have picks to come. Your calls, get aboard, 877-337-6666. This guy, one of my favorites. He's been a part of so many Football Fridays with me on The Fan. I said for the Morning Line, how do we have the Morning Line without James Alberino from Spread Investor? He's ready to rock and roll. He's all dialed up for me. It's early in the morning. How are you, kid?
I'm good, man. Ready to roll. 4 hours to kick off, so it's a good day.
Now, as far as the game that caught your eye a month ago, when you looked at all these week one games and you're starting to fantasize about Christmas morning, and make no mistake, this is Christmas morning.
Absolutely.
Going through every game, getting a sense for every game. What is the game that you saw a month ago, you loved it, and now, week one, you love it that much more?
I like the Texans as my top play Monday night, getting 7 points at New Orleans. I thought this line was going to open up at 4.5, and I would have bet that game at 4.5, too. New Orleans hasn't won a week one game in 6 years. They start off slow, typically. They're coming off a depressing loss to end the season. Teams like that, they have a hangover in the offseason. They typically start off slow. Texans really loaded up on offense. That trade, getting Laremy Tunsil, that was really the missing link that this team needed, a really strong left tackle. They added Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde. Will Fuller's healthy next to DeAndre Hopkins.
And you got Kenny Stills in the mix, too. I mean, they got a lot of different ways to beat you. They really do. And, you know, you think about New Orleans. They're going to win a ton of games. I think they're going to be fine in the NFC South. Last year, Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Buccaneers beat them the first game of the year.
Sean Payton doesn't have them ready typically in weeks one and two. Take advantage of it. I think that's an inflated line. And the market has been down on Houston. I think you take advantage of this inflated line.
Okay. Now you look at a team that could be dealing with the hangover in the opposite, the Oakland Raiders, who have been dealing with this entire Antonio Brown saga. And make no mistake, James, I think Antonio Brown's going to go to New England. He's going to be a model citizen. The Patriots are going to score a ton of points, and they're going to be a team that wins a whole lot of games. But I think the Raiders week one could be in a massive funk, and the Broncos have a revenge spot here. They got embarrassed on Christmas Eve. They have a first-time head coach in Vic Fangio who knows a thing or two about defense. Are you surprised the way this line has been juiced up? Remember, the Raiders opened up as a 3-point favorite. Now the Broncos favored by 2.5.
No, I'm not surprised because, look, it's going to be hard for the Raiders to move the ball now. Terrell Williams doesn't exactly fit into Carr's system. I don't see how Oakland's going to get consistent first downs all night. Broncos defense under Fangio is going to be very, very good. Now, the other side of the ball for Denver, that's a question mark in and of itself. I'm not sold on Denver's offense. I've never been sold on Joe Flacco. So I think this handicap in this particular game comes on one side of the ball with Denver's defense. I don't know how much Denver could put up in this game because Oakland may be competitive on defense. But the only shot to play in this game is Denver. And interesting, too, I don't think the books want to go to Denver -3 because, like you just said, Denver opened up at +3 months ago. So there was Denver money that came in at +3. Now, if the books get money coming back on Oakland +3, then they have a 6-point middle on the two key numbers in the NFL, and that's a bloodbath for liability purposes for books.
From a local standpoint, do you have a feel for either one of these games? I'll tell you right now, James, there's no way in the world when we make our five picks in about 5 minutes or so, there is no chance I'm taking the Jet game or the Giant game because I don't like either number.
I don't like either side. I do like the first half under in the Giants-Cowboys game. I think that's going to be a feel-out game. Look, very good defense for Dallas. And then the Giants, they're better defensively than a lot of people think. They added some low-key pieces that I think will keep them competitive on that side of the ball. I think Dallas will get Zeke into a flow. They'll try to get him into a rhythm. First half under, it's 23 or 22.5 right now.
Good number right there. And before we hit your calls from a wagering standpoint, 877-337-6666, you're a sharp guy. We saw such a sloppy style of play with the Packers and the Bears. Is that something to capitalize on? Do you think that the books now adjust some of these totals, knowing how out of sync Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were and Trubisky?
No question. Look, both these teams, the starters didn't play a snap in the preseason, so the lack of rhythm was expected offensively. Next week in particular, it's going to be still two defensive games because Green Bay plays Minnesota. That'll be a defensive slugfest. And then Denver plays Chicago. That's another defensive game. So maybe week three is the time where you say, okay, now these totals are lower. Now you look to play the over in week three.
Let's lead it off. We head to Syosset. I know this guy loves the card. He loves the board because he talks about it with me all the time. Anthony, he joins us. He's on the Fan. He's on the Morning Line. How are you, Anthony?
What's up, Anthony?
Boys, JJ, I want to congratulate you on the show. You know, for obvious reasons, Sunday morning WFAN for us in the community is a religious experience. And now to have you steering the ship, it's emotional. I want to congratulate you and wish you all the best with the show.
Well, I appreciate that, Anthony. And you know this, the community means a lot to me. And the fact now that you can go through these lines and set your football Sunday and start it right before we turn it over to Moose and David Deal, it's a thing of beauty for me, Anthony. So you know I am fired up, good sir.
No, it's special. Listen, all you need to know is before I went to before I'm going to church today to speak to God, I'm speaking to you first.
So oh, beautiful. I like that.
I don't know if you guys mentioned it yet, but how about this Panther line? Tricky. You talk about hangovers. You talk about teams sort of coming down on a funk. The Rams off the Super Bowl loss, having to go to Carolina. Newton, McCaffrey, that offense, those weapons, getting points at home. I think it actually started at 3. I checked this morning. It was close to a pick 'em. What do you guys make of that game?
Yeah, Anthony, I like that game. I think the Panthers are in a good spot here. Rams are starting a center that's never made an NFL start before, and he's going up against a really good defensive line. They had a Gerald McCoy next to Don Terry Poe, Addison, Kawan Short. So I think Carolina's got the advantage in the trenches. Now the key for Carolina is going to be how do they avoid Aaron Donald. I think they're going to have to pass the ball on short routes to McCaffrey, Samuel, Moore, Olsen. I think Carolina's got an advantage. I don't know if you know these numbers, but Super Bowl losers in week one the next year, they're 2-12-2 against the spread
wow.
the last 16 years. So you're right on point. There is a hangover effect.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you're getting Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey at the beginning of the year when those bodies
fresh.
Are feeling good. They're feeling good. Let's head to Bloomfield, New Jersey. Billy joins us. What's up, Billy?
Boys, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
What's happening? I really like the Redskins today. I think Wentz is going to be rusty. I think a lot of what you guys touched on about the Thursday night game with no preseason action. If you looked at 2017, Wentz went, I want to say, 250 passing yards on like 25 attempts in the preseason, and the Eagles started 10-1. Last year, zero preseason reps, obviously was hurt. I think the Eagles' first 8 games with him, they were 3-5. Really like the Redskins today to cover that big number. They have a good group on defense.
So, yeah, they have a good group on defense. But I got to be honest, Billy, offensively, with the issues they have on the offensive line, I can't justify taking them plus the 10. I don't know about you, Spread. There's
yeah,
no
Bill,
way in the world I'm taking them
Bill,
plus the 10.
Bill, if there was a 10-foot pole in the back of this studio, I wouldn't touch the game with it. So it's a too big of a number for the Eagles. I think the Redskins will be better defensively than a lot of people expect, but it's not enough for me to get involved in this game.
No way, no how. Eric Flowers on the offensive line, enough said. Let's head to Emerson. Before we do some picks, James, Brendan joins us. What's up, Brendan?
JJ, it is a pleasure to be with you on the Fan.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. I'm fired up. A little extra pep in my step today, Brendan. Let's do it.
So I'm giving out my free 5 pick winners every week. This week, I'm looking at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bruce Arians going to be drinking the paint. We know that. I think he's going to revitalize that offense. Jameis is going to find his stroke. Jimmy G's out there dating weird porn stars, looking awful in the preseason. What do you think of the pick? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I like the Buccaneers for what it's worth as a season over this year. When we made those picks, James, a couple weeks ago, I was all over the Bucs over 6 wins this year. That said, I don't love this game. I don't know what
Me
to
neither.
Expect out of Jimmy Garoppolo coming back from the torn ACL. It's going to be Jameis Winston's first game in this new system. I like the Bucs later in the year. Week one, though, as far as this game is concerned, a filling out process.
Yeah, I'm high on both teams, so I don't want to go against either in this spot. And I also don't like fading teams from Florida in September. It's hot because you know,
and
you
have
team.
Three of those spots this week.
Oh,
Baltimore
yeah.
in Miami, Jacksonville hosting KC, and then, of course, the game you just mentioned with Tampa Bay and San Francisco. All right, let's get to it. It's picks time. And the way we're going to do this, 5 picks against the spread like they do out in Vegas in the Super Contest. We don't get cute here. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm giving you 5 picks. I gave you every line of note with this show. But my 5, James, I'm going to give you my first, and you take it away. Game one, I love the Vikings laying 3.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Minnesota home crowd advantage, I think the Minnesota defense will frustrate Ryan, and I think you get a big effort out of Kirk Cousins and company. I will lay the 3.5 with Minnesota. My second game, and we all hit on this, I like the Carolina Panthers plus the 1.5 against the LA Rams. I think Carolina fresh. I think there's a hangover effect for the Rams. I think Carolina will win this game. I'll take the Panthers plus the 1.5. The third game I like, and I feel like anybody who has a sharp mindset is going to be on this game. Indianapolis plus the 6.5 to me is a play. Why? Because Indianapolis is still a pretty darn good team, even with Andrew Luck being in retirement. And I think the Colts can play that nobody believes in us card. No Melvin Gordon, no Derwin James for the Chargers. I got the Colts to keep this one close. The final two games I'm going to give you, it's a big number here, but I like Seattle to cover against the Cincinnati Bengals. No A.J. Green, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson been money in September. So I'm going to lay the big number with the Seahawks at 9.5. And then the final pick for me, I love the Broncos laying 2.5 against the Raiders. To me, the Raiders are a total joke. The Raiders right now, a team that's trying to figure out what's going on. And I think the Broncos will be ready with Vic Fangio. I'll lay the 2.5. Who you got?
My five, I'm on the same side as you with a couple of these games. I like the Panthers getting anywhere from 2 to 3 points, depending on the book right now. But like I said before, I think they have an advantage with the defensive line, and it's going to be a good game plan of short passes for Carolina. I think they could pull out a win here. Second game, I'm with you on the Broncos, -2 Monday night. I think they'll dominate defensively against Oakland. Third game, I'm on the Colts as well.
Nice.
+6.5. I think that the Colts defense is going to take a step up. I think they're all going to rally together as a team. Chargers have no home field edge in Los Angeles. They've been historically a much better road team, ATS, than they have been at home. Fourth game, I'm going Bills +3 here at the Jets. I think the Bills can make it a defensive game. Their defense is really good. They upgraded on the offensive line. They have a good running game. Take the Bills +3. And my best bet, Texans +7 Monday night. Mentioned it a couple minutes ago, but there's a lot of reasons to like this. Saints are 1-9 against the spread in weeks 1 and 2 the last 5 years. They don't start off fast. I think the Superdome, there's going to be a weird vibe in there after what happened last year, the way that NFC Championship game ended, and the Texans are loaded. The market is too low on the Texans right now. I think you'll see Deshaun Watson come in on primetime, much like he did in his first NFL career start. If you remember, on that Thursday night primetime game, he went in and he won outright. I think the Texans are a very live dog here. Houston's got a shot for the outright upset.
You think there's any chance this game gets to 7.5?
No.
So you like it at 7 pounds?
I like
seven.
It at 7. If you have it at 7, take it. It was at 6.5 at some books yesterday. You might be able to get a 7 right now. It's not going up to 7.5. I'd be shocked.
James, thanks for popping in, my friend.
Absolutely, my
this
man.
This was a ton of fun, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And here's the good news. We're just getting this started. Every single Sunday, this is where you want to be from a Vegas perspective. We have every game a note. Now, no play for me with the Jet game. No play for me with the Giant game. But I'm taking the Colts. I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm taking the Broncos. I am taking the Minnesota Vikings. Those, you plays a note in the Carolina Panthers. So you have the Moose, Mark Melusis, and David Deal. They are coming up in a matter of moments. Getting you ready for Football Sunday and, of course, WFAN's Morning Line. It's powered by Bet America, America's Sportsbook. Fellas, great work on the other side of the glass. Connor Green, Antonio, we got this off without a hitch. Hallelujah. Thank heavens. And I hope everybody enjoys their Football Sunday. Enjoy the show coming up. Enjoy the Jets, the Giants, and the good news, I'll be back, I don't know, what, in like couple hours, 2 in the morning. I can't keep track. Let's keep it score at home. Moose and Deal coming up. JJ out. Be good, everybody.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. The Fan, WFAN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.